So up to Mishnah Vayta Masech the Shabbos, Perik Chav, Mishnah Hey. Now here we're going to go back to learning some of the halachis of Mukta. Hakash the straw shall gabe hamita that is on the bed. Now what straw usually used for? It's used for making fires, for kindling. Obviously you can make fires on Shabbos, so straw technically is Mukta. But in this case, this person wants to move the straw, not to make any fires. He wants to lie down on his bed. And he wants to move the straw around to make it more comfortable to lie on. Zok the Mishnah, lo yinami v'yadai. Well, he should not move it with his hand, because it's muksa. And you can't move things that are muksa with your hand. Elamanani begufi, but he can move it with his body. In other words, while lying down on the bed, he can shift around the straw. Because this is called tiltal min hatzad. The indirect moving of muktza, and belav shmei tiltul. You have to know when we apply this heter, but there is such a heter. Sakta mishnah vayter v'mayim achol behema. But if this straw was also food for animals, in other words, he had set it aside before Shabbos for the use of animal food, so it's not muktza. Or for that matter, shalhayol of kar or yisadin. Or if a pillow, kar is a pillow, sadin is a sheet. If a pillow or a sheet was over this, from before Shabbos, it's not muktzah. You see, if you place a pillow or a sheet over the straw, so you're showing that you want to use this as a bed. So it's no longer set aside for lighting fires. And it gets the din of a bed. And therefore, in both these cases, if it was Michael Behema, or if a pillow or a sheet was placed over it, so menani biyada, you can move it outright with his hand. It's not muktzah. This is a clothes press that the balabatim have. What did it look like? The two long, heavy boards. You took the clothes and you laid it out on the lower one. And the upper one was brought down and you pressed it onto the bottom one with the garment in between. And they had a way of making the top one really secure. So the two were really connected so that the mamish pressed it, it came out without any creases inside. Now the shail is, can I undo this on Shabbos? Can I open it up? Matirin, says the Mishnah, you can. You can undo it. You can undo the press to remove the garments and wear them for Shabbos. Avalei chayvshin, but you can't put this press together. Can't press down. Now this is the press that belongs to Stam Balabatim, which isn't so professional. Michelle chayvshin. Presses that belong to the washers, to the cleaners. These are very professional presses. And they're made in such a way that it's much tighter, it's much stronger than the regular one. And the mela, here the halacha is, lo yigaba, you can't touch it. You can't even undo it. Because this is made more to shape the clothing. So when you undo it, it's like taking something apart. It's doimel estira. In other words, designed in such a fashion that it's so solidly put together, the mechanism that keeps these two boards together is so professional that when you undo it, it's like taking something apart. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imayamutr me'erev Shabbos, if it was partially untied from Erev Shabbos, Matir Eskula, you can completely untie it, Vishamtai, and slip it out. Okay, quickly chazering over. We learned in the Mishnah, Akash Shel Gabi Amita, the straw on the bed. You can't shake it directly with your hands, because it's muktza, but you can shake it with your guf, or with his shoulders. That's called tiltal min hatzad. Indirect tiltal. And we spoke the halachas about a clothes press, the machpeh shel balei batim, which isn't as professional. You can open it up on Shabbos, but you can't clank them together. The ones that belong to the launderers, however, that's much more professional. That's made to be misak in the baged. And therefore, opening it would constitute stira, taking something apart. And mimela, you cannot touch it. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was partially open from Erev Shabbos, then you can slip out the rest. But the button tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Incidentally, you know how they made this tighter? How they would press down the two parts together? Well, you had like one major beam. Imagine a plank of wood. Thick plank of wood on the bottom, and there were four poles that ran through holes on either side, and there was a plank of wood that you fed through on top, down the poles, and then there were little holes in these poles. So you would press the two boards together, the top one and the bottom one with the clothes in between, and then they would bang in some pegs into the holes in these poles that would really fasten it, that would mamish keep it together. So opening up would mean pulling out the pegs.